Welcome to the Texas Chaos Podcast. This is Refinish 69, your host. A bunch of thieves, thugs, and nutcases took over Texas. Then they used it as a stepping stone to Washington, D.C. They raided our treasury, stripped our schools, and handed it all to their corporate cronies. Y'all ready to do something about it? We're taking Texas back. Join us. This podcast is done in conjunction with the Texas Chaos blog, and that is found at www.texaschaos.com. There's a great group of liberals and progressives over there that are concerned about Texas and the nation and doing everything in their power to take it back and make this a better world for everyone. Come join the fun and help us take Texas back. Happy 4th of July from the crew at Texas Chaos. Today's a great day in American history, of course. This is when we declared our independence from King George. Sounds like we probably need to do the same thing with another George we all know and despise, Shrub in D.C. Before I get into talking about Shrub and his latest insanity, I did want to share a story with you from one of my favorite 4th of Julys, and it was actually back in 1976 when America was celebrating their bicentennial. I was all of 17 years old. And that year they had a big parade. Well, at least for Tarbert, North Carolina, it was a big parade. There were floats and people dressed as Betsy Ross and all the different founding fathers. And of course, Uncle Sam was in the parade also. Since our family lived right off Main Street, we had a cookout with lots of friends, family, so we could watch the parade. Mom barbecued chickens and cooked hamburgers and hot dogs, and of course we had all the fixings. There was potato salad, coleslaw, potatoes cooked in red sauce, strawberry shortcake or chocolate cake with vanilla ice cream for dessert. I remember Mom even had the Coca-Cola plant deliver an ice chest on a stand with three cases of Cokes in bottles, thank you, delivered, so things would be much easier that day. The adults, of course, were drinking gin rickeys with cherries and just enough of the cherry juice added to make it look like pink lemonade to the nosy neighbors. That night, we all drove over to the high school football field to watch the bicentennial pageant and fireworks. The costumes had been ordered from New York and were stunning. The performances were great, or at least we thought so. Instead of having the high school band play, thank goodness, because otherwise I would have had to been in uniform, they had actually hired a band to play. They had scenes from history performed by some of the best actors in our community theater groups and songs for all of us to join in and sing along with. The evening ended with a fireworks display that lasted at least an hour and was considered to be one of the best anyone had seen. We're all in the stands with our sparklers and singing and cheering and celebrating freedom as only America can know freedom. And there were no political speeches except for the mayor. But that night, we were celebrating American pride and pride in what our government stood for. Well, now, I don't think very many people have any pride in what our American government is standing for right now. Not after what George W. Bush has done while he's been in office. Shrub has taken our Constitution and destroyed it. He has taken our civil liberties. He led us into a bloody war based on lies. And now he's commuted Scooter Libby's sentence that was fair and just by all standards of the law because he thought it was extreme. Now, he didn't pardon him, so he still got that hanging over his head so he can keep him from speaking out against anyone else. But how is any prosecutor or investigator going to question Scooter and get any kind of real answers out of him after he's already been convicted of lying, perjury, and obstructing justice? How would you get any answers from someone who already knows the carrot's hanging over his head? The promise of total freedom, of having his sins wiped out completely by this lying sack of crap that we have in the White House. There's no way anything's going to happen. But I do believe that the American people are furious. There was a poll done. 60% of Americans think Bush was wrong in this. As far as Republicans that were polled, 40% think he was wrong, and that 40% was the highest of any of the categories. People are outraged all across the nation and across the world, and people are stunned that American law has just been thrown out. You have to realize, Bush has commuted fewer sentences than any president in the history of the country. Also, he commuted this sentence without Libby serving one day before the appeals process was finished. I suggest that everyone contact their congressman, their senators, and let them know how appalled they are at what's been done. Write the letters to the editor. Find every paper in your area, conservative and liberal, and write the letters. Show your outrage. Talk to your friends about this. And do not, and I repeat, do not let this be forgotten when election time comes up. I'll do a link to several different stories on Texas Chaos that have been really good about this. One is by David Vanos, who was our 2006 candidate for Attorney General here in Texas. In a decision announced on June 21st, 2007, the Supreme Court in Rita versus United States upheld a reasonable, under federal sentencing law, a prison sentence of 33 months for the offense of perjury committed in testimony to a grand jury, which is virtually the same sentence imposed on Scooter Libby for the same offense. The defendant, Victor Rita, was a 25-year-old military veteran with 35 commendations, awards, and medals for his military service, and in poor medical condition. He contended that the length of his prison term was unreasonable in the light of his exemplary service to the country and his health circumstances. The Supreme Court granted the review in order to examine and clarify the issues of how to determine reasonableness of a prison sentence. 12 days after the Supreme Court held as a matter of law that the sentence of 33 months of prison for perjury was reasonable under a decorated veteran in poor health, the president, whose sworn duty is to see that the laws are faithfully executed, commuted Scooter Libby's similar sentence for the same offense as excessive. Where does George come up with this? How does he just throw out what the Supreme Court says? Especially the Supreme Court that he has stacked so that it is one of the most conservative courts we've known in a long time. George, you're a liar. And also, you're a traitor to your oath of office. I agree with Keith Olbermann. You need to resign. You need to have the one shred of decency in you to realize that you have overstepped your bounds, probably worse with this than with any other situation, but with all that culminates, you have destroyed the very fabric of America, and you need to resign. And Cheney needs to go with you. Because we don't know, and I have to use Keith's words here, we don't know who's the puppet and who's the puppet master. But you both need to leave. Now I'm going to find a song to sort of cheer up the moment a little bit, and then we'll go on from here.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you? Got someone to blame. You say one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby. did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. One, but we're not the same. We get to harry each other, harry each other.
That was One by U2. Hope you enjoyed it. Now, believe it or not, there is actually some good news that came out of Shrub's insanity in commuting Scooter Libby's sentence. And that is that Cindy Sheehan is back. She is PO'd and she is raring to go. Her comments was, "I'm not backing off. I tried to remove myself from the political realm of the U.S., What Bushco is turning into an evil empire, but the blatant audacity of George commuting Scooter's sentence, he's not ruling out a full pardon, and you know he will, has dragged me kicking and screaming back in. I can't sit back and let Bushco drag our country further down into the murky quagmire of fascism and violence, taking the rest of the world with them. I'm thrilled to have Cindy back. I think she will be a great asset to the movement of stopping the war and also stopping Shrub and the minions who support him and keep covering for him like they've done his entire life to make sure he never has to answer for anything he's ever done. Hopefully we can make him answer for his crimes against humanity and his crimes against America. And against the world, because we're sick of Shrub and his lies and how he always gets away with everything. And of course, you know, one of the first people that would come out singing Shrub's praises on this would be Texas' own Senator Corin. What a douchebag. Corin has got to be one of the sorriest excuses for a senator that the world has ever seen. And unfortunately, we're stuck with him, but not after the elections, because he's up for election in 2008, and we're going to get rid of him. We have some really good people running. Rick Noriega, Representative Lieutenant Colonel Rick Noriega, has declared he is starting an exploratory committee next week, and then we can start donating to the campaign. And Rick would be a phenomenal senator from Texas. I will put some information up on the homepage about him, and of course you can check it out at draftrick.com, which is also a great group of people. Several of my friends are there. I'm also a member of it. Texas Chaos has not endorsed anyone for any of the races yet, but there are several of us that are at Texas Chaos that are helping with it, and we do want to see Rick elected as our senator. And there are also 49 Democratic legislators here in Texas who wrote a letter asking Rick to run. So I think that's a good sign that there's a wide base of support for Rick as a senator. And I do believe he can take out Cornyn, because Cornyn has some of the lowest approval ratings of any senator in the U.S. Senate. So let's get rid of Cornyn and let's actually get someone in there that cares about America, cares about Americans, and also cares about Texas, and not just being a rubber stamp for anyone. Another candidate who's running who is not happy about what went on is Dan Grant. And Dan Grant's running for U.S. Congress from Texas. And he wrote in saying, "Will Mike McCall condemn Scooter's amnesty?" The commutation of Scooter Libby's prison sentence wasn't really a surprise. We already knew that President believed in amnesty. But the silence from our congressman is troubling. Mike McCall fancies himself an authority on national security and is a member of the Committee on Standards of Official Conduct. Does he condone the treasonous act of outing a clandestine intelligence agent? Standing by your friends is one thing. Standing by a high government official convicted of lying to federal agents to cover up Dick Cheney's campaign to take the nation to war in Iraq under false pretenses is another. Bravo, Dan. I really think Dan Grant's going to be a fabulous congressman, and we do need to get him elected. His website is dangrantforcongress.com. And I will also put a link to the Act Blue page that Texas Chaos has going for some of our candidates, and Dan Grant is on there. Let's take care of our own folks. Let's actually get some people elected who are great candidates and actually care about America and not just party or protecting Shrub and those idiots that are destroying America.
When I think about the turn my life has taken, I know because of you that I receive so many blessings. I had a home but no privacy. I didn't know a thing about my legacy. When I breathe,
Singing Promises. What a beautiful song, talking about keeping your promises that you make. Now, we don't talk about the promises that George made to Scooter to lie and subvert the government and lead us into a war based on lies. We're talking about promises that elected officials make when we elect them, and they're actually supposed to protect the Constitution. Protect America, protect Americans, protect Texans, and not sell them out, and not just say, oh, to hell with it, I'd rather take care of my Republican buddies, or I'd rather take care of the idiots at Halliburton and make them rich while screwing the rest of the world. Now, here in Texas, we also care about Texans with the flooding that's been going on in Central Texas. There has been a call for volunteers to help. And with that, there is a group where you can register so you can help out. If you can help out with the flood disaster response in Marble Falls, Hands on Central Texas is posting calls for volunteers, because these people really do need our help. And it's just horrible with the flooding. It's raining like crazy again here today. And it makes me worry about the people that are in areas that have already had so much flooding and what could possibly happen and how much worse this can possibly get. We also want to send out good thoughts for Cuff at Off the Cuff. He has pneumonia, and we're worried about him. We want him to take care and feel better. But that's what blogging's all about. It's community, folks. I know the community came together for me when I needed help and were outstanding. We're also trying to take care of other Texans. We're trying to take care of men, women, children, our families, our country. Roses, who is a great blogger and a great friend, wrote this diary. It takes a village. Sarah Hickman headlines benefit picnic on Saturday in Austin, in the Austin area. Now, of course, this was this past Saturday, but I'm going to tell you about a family, or in Roses' words, who still needs our help. Roses wrote, I've known the Roberts family for years, and since their son John was born 2 years ago, I've learned firsthand that it really does take a whole village to raise a child, especially if that child has special needs. John Roberts has septo-optic dysplasia, a birth defect of the brain and eyes. Though rare, as of 2006, it is the new leading cause of blindness in infants. John also has cerebral palsy and three additional rare eye conditions. It takes a large community of family and friends to make it possible for John to receive the ongoing therapies he needs. So, musicians, chefs, local farmers, and business owners, and many, many others have joined together to put on an awesome benefit picnic. It was Saturday, June 30th at 4 p.m. till sunset at the Roberts Farm near Manor. Rain or shine, there will be shelter in case of rain, of course. Now, these are people that need help. The real purpose of raising money was for the therapy, and is to allow miracles to happen and help John to be a productive and independent person. The therapies that have already shown us miracles with him are those that are not covered by Medicaid. Proceeds from the picnic benefit will be used to cover expenses for John's continuing work with his special movement therapist, Bonnie Bainbridge Cohen of the School for Body and Mind Centering in Massachusetts, and other therapies. I will also put the link where anyone who would like to can make a donation to help this wonderful child continue to make for a better life in this world and to one day be an independent young man. That's what it is. When we hear about these things, we take care of our own. And that's what we mean by it takes a village, not where some people say it takes a village and then they just want to shove them under the drainage pipe in the nearest ditch and forget them. Thank you for joining the Texas Chaos podcast today. Please check out the blog at texaschaos.com. Join us. Join us in our fight to take back Texas. Join us in our fight to take back America and to make things better for everyone that's in our great big village. Hope you had a fabulous 4th of July. And of course, remember, as I always say, get involved. Find a candidate that you support. Find a cause you believe in. Don't just sit back and expect someone else to do it all for you. We have to make a difference. We can make a difference, and we are making a difference. Let's keep striving for a better world for everyone. Now, I'm going to end the show with What is Love by In Vogue. Enjoy.
Question with so many answers, no one knows them all. person of the opposite sex. The person who is the object of such an affection. Excuse me.
Maybe one day they'll make up a word that sums up the word love. Yeah. As water stood in the low places. Of little depth, shallow as the river is low. Now wait just 1 minute. This word went into a whole nother definition. This book ain't told me diddly.